By the Internal Revenue Service.
The IRS is sending out non-compliance letters to more than 125,000 people who make at least $400,000 a year and owe back taxes from 2017 to 2021. It follows last week's announcement that the tax man will audit business jets where executives are suspected of writing them off for personal use.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Police in El Cajon, California, reporting the capture of Muhammad Abdul Karim, suspected in Thursday's shooting inside a dental office that left one man dead and two other people wounded. Unclear what set off the deadly gunfire. Iran has begun voting in its first parliamentary election since 2022, which saw mass protests over its mandatory hijab laws following the death in custody of the morality police of Mahsa Amini. Questions looming over just how many will vote. This is ABC News. Republicans running the House Armed Services Committee subjected Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to a public flogging for not being more prompt in letting the White House know about his hospitalization in January.
It took 3 days for the Pentagon to notify the White House that the Defense Secretary was in the ICU.
It's totally unacceptable.
House Armed Services Committee Chair Mike Rogers called it a matter of national security.
And someone needs to be held accountable.
Lloyd Austin says he and his team did not handle it right, but he insists.
I never told anyone not to inform the president, the White House.
Austin says notifications will be improved when power is transferred to his deputy in the future. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin. Paramount Pictures rebooting The Naked Gun with Neeson, starring as Lieutenant Frank Drebin. The first Drebin, Leslie Nielsen, was also a dramatic actor before going comedy. The movie's set to be released in July of next year. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue-maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans who control the state's cash flow will not free up $125 million to fight PFAS pollution around Wisconsin. Governor Evers plans to veto a bill that includes that money, but offered to keep the money in to preserve the state's regulatory power. The Joint Finance Committee also removed an item Thursday for $15 million for healthcare services in and around Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Evers used his line item veto to expand the scope of that bill. More electric buses are on the road in Wisconsin. Susan Mudd is an advocate with the Environmental Law and Policy Center.
Riders on buses, including the drivers, will experience zero tailpipe emissions, which they now do because fumes, unfortunately, often get recirculated.
Mudd's group is asking utilities to help build charging stations for schools and bus companies. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers restructure a player's contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis. The Packers, here meeting with players' agents, have made a deal with linebacker Preston Smith to pay him more with incentives, but save $2 million off their salary cap. What other changes on defense? I spoke to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
Not a ton. You know, I think, you know, this league's a 4-2-5 nickel league, but those conversations will be had over the next few weeks.
NBA, the Bucks in Charlotte to play the Hornets again. Milwaukee looking to go 4-0 after the All-Star break. Doc Rivers says they're doing better each day defensively. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-1 loss to the Cubs, but the crew auditioned 10 different pitchers, including J.J. Bukauskas, who struck out all three batters he faced. He's only given up one hit in camp so far. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's throwing the ball good. I remember him throwing the ball good last year at the end. He'll be in the major leagues this year at some point.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight with temperatures in the upper 20s by sunrise. South winds a bit breezy. For your Friday, plentiful sunshine. Upper 40s close to the 50-degree mark. And south winds up around 30 miles per hour. Mostly sunny, mid-50s Saturday. Right now it's 31.
Tune in Friday, Devil's Advocates. We air the grievances. You could air yours each weekday right here across the Civic Media Network, 4 to 6 p.m.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. So happy to have you along with us. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us, call or text at 855-75-CIVIC or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or former Twitter. Busy show today. It's Thursday. That means Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here at 11:06 for our public cervix announcement. We're going to be talking about IVF and what's going on in Alabama and what happened in the Senate yesterday as far as the current status of IVF in this country. At 11:33, Acme Packing Company sports guru Paul Noonan is going to join us. We're going to talk about the Packers. We're going to talk Brewers. And apparently, Damian Lillard of the Bucks is lonely.
Aww.
So we're going to talk about that and see what we can do to help make sure that Dame is enjoying himself while he's here in Milwaukee.
You can come hang with us.
Absolutely. We loved it. We'd love to have Damon.
Calvin would love that.
Just a reminder to download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. That way you can listen to all the stations all across the state. We have 20 of them. We're very widely spread out.
Yes, we are.
So depending upon, no matter where you are in Wisconsin, you can listen to everybody through the Civic Media app, and you can call and text directly from there as well. And a reminder, too, if you ever want to get in touch with this show, easier email.
Yes.
Jane says. Jane says at civicmedia.us. If you ever have a guest you think we should consider or a topic to cover, or if you have complaints, then you can send those to Calvin. And he'll answer those.
Calvin says, yes.
All right, we're going to start off. Congress did something.
What did they do?
I know. Well, they sort of did something.
Uh-oh.
Lawmakers have agreed on a short-term spending deal to avoid yet another partial government shutdown, kicking the can down the road once again. The extension, called a continuing resolution, funds part of the government through March 8th and the remainder until March 22nd. They're still trying to come up with a fully funded agreement for the government. This is an ongoing mess. It's just an ongoing mess.
This is, I mean, I didn't realize that. I just keep on thinking about asking your professor for an extension on your homework, and maybe you get one for a really good reason. And this is the third, and they are running the budget. They are running our money. Our money.
Yeah, our money.
Ugh.
And now, boy, I'm putting odds on Mike Johnson lasting as speaker. I give him until Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of confidence in all Mr. Johnson hanging on to the speakership for too terribly long for the third time under his leadership. And he's only been in this job a couple of months. Congress barreling toward a government shutdown. And for the third time, House Republicans are taking on their standard formation. Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina, we're just kicking the can down the road. Committee Chair Kevin Hearn of Oklahoma, we keep kicking this can down the road. Chip Roy of Texas said he strongly disagrees with the speaker's spending plan. Kicking the can down the road.
Kicking the can
down the road. We
should have made a kicking the can sound.
There's still time. The Senate agreement unveiled by the Speaker, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was introduced on Wednesday. Again, it bumps the dates to March 8th and 22nd, respectively. That way, the House has more time to pass appropriation bills for the next 7 months at spending levels approved by congressional leaders.
It's just so embarrassing. There should be after the second time, it has to be done. It can't just be this. I feel like there has to be, and in a very civil and respectful way, do a bunch of us go to the Capitol? We'll say, hey, we're not here to poop in desks. We just want to talk to you. And then we just stand there while they finish their homework.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I know, but
I know. It sounds great. Someone else checking in on poor Speaker Mike Johnson. The way he's handled this whole thing is abysmal. I mean, there's been zero communication with the conference. He can do a much better job. I still really don't know everything that's involved in it. I haven't heard it from his mouth yet. That is the most concerning. Apparently, Republicans not very happy with the speaker because they say he is not communicating with them enough.
No, and that doesn't surprise me.
That's because they're annoying.
And they really don't want to get anything done, and maybe they don't know how to do it.
Well, again, it's a called compromise. That's what divided government is. You have to give on some things, and so does the other side.
Yes.
In order to get anything done. And they just don't want to compromise.
And doesn't it feel weird when you see these lawmakers? I mean, I can say, I'm asking you and the listeners, whenever lawmakers want to come out of the chambers, get in front of the press and tell us what we should be doing, getting jobs. Get out of that hammock. Be a better American. Pay your tax. All these things. And they can't finish their homework.
Rules for thee, but not for me.
It's just infuriating.
The same standards that they apply to everyone else, they do not apply to them.
Never.
Never. And I could kick myself because I saw this lawmaker cross my Twitter feed yesterday, and I was looking for it this morning, and I can't find it. He was essentially saying, well, yes, you know, if the government gets shut down, that means federal workers will not get paid.
Too bad for them.
Too bad for them.
Yeah.
And then he had the chutzpah to say, well, yeah, I'm going to take my salary. I'm not independently wealthy. What? You just said that federal workers on all different areas of the federal government, federal workers, they're not going to get paid. They can obviously handle that and deal with that.
Yeah.
But he is in Congress making $174,000 a year. So he's going to take his paycheck because he's not rich.
And you don't have the right to even question that.
No. Doesn't that annoy anyone else?
Yeah, the low-level staffer working at, I don't know, the energy department.
Some secretary.
Maybe $35,000 a year.
Right.
You take your pay cut. You take that cancellation of your pay, and you just deal with it because this is what the government does. Now, you are the government, my dude.
We have Jack from Merrimack checking in on the text line. Go to the Capitol and talk to our representatives. Ha! Ha.
I kind of want the Jane laugh for that. There it is.
Did you donate $1 million or more to one of their dark money packs? If not, they're not going to talk to you. You're so right, Jack.
Yeah.
If you're not a big donor, if you're not contributing to their bank accounts, then essentially, it seems like they don't have to respond to you.
But once again, they can extol the advice/demands for us to be better Americans.
855-75-CIVIC. 855-75-CIVIC. If you want to call and or text or leave a comment on the live stream, if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, talking about, remarkably, they sort of got something done in Washington. I guess we have to give them credit where credit is due because they have been the least productive Congress pretty much in history. they just, you know, they just hang out.
Yeah. Remember like in the like 2000, in the late aughts and the early 10s, when they were the do nothing Congress, when we thought it could not get any lazier and worse. And the one that's in power right now, they're not even holding their beer. They're like, my beer is right there. I'm too late. It's too much to just pick it up.
Can someone else pick up my beer for me?
But allow me to do even less.
They did reach a deal, sort of, to extend a deal for into next month. So March 8th is the first deadline, and then the 22nd is the deadline. That's where the funding is going to end. So they still have a lot of work they're going to have to do in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Which means in 45 days, 50 days, however long this lasts, we're going to be right back here saying, oh, we avoided another government shutdown, not because a deal was reached, yet another continuing resolution.
Yeah. Which, again, I don't know that anybody particularly likes, but no. If we want to keep things open and functioning, and a reminder as well that the House could vote on this today. Not surprisingly, the deal is expected to get support from most, if not all, Democrats in the House. But it will certainly get blowback from ultra-conservative Republicans who have attacked the last three short-term extensions that have already been passed by Congress. The bill also expected to easily clear the Senate, where Democratic and Republican leaders have been united. What? Isn't that a bad word?
We don't say the B word.
United in averting a potential government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer yesterday said, we continue to make very good progress on an agreement, and we're very close to getting it done. We'll see.
Yeah. Believe it when I see it.
We'll see how that goes. Lots to cover this hour. We were talking about the least efficient Congress pretty much in history.
Yes.
They haven't done hardly anything.
Squat.
Diddly squat. When we return, we're going to talk about the 10 non-accomplishments from our own state legislature.
Whoa.
They worked hard to do nothing.
I feel like they should do an inspiration. You ever watch those masterclass videos online? That's what they should be doing. How to do nothing.
And get paid for it.
And get paid for it. While being in complete power.
I think you're onto something there, Greg Bach.
I'm going to write this as a billion-dollar idea.
855-75-CIVIC if you want to call and or text or leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon has ruined. When we return, the 10 things our Wisconsin legislature did not get done. So exciting.
I feel like I should dress up.
Let's not do it. All right. That's on the way. Stay close. This is Matt Nair on air coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
She takes a swing, man. She can hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave
it. Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Thank you for listening wherever you are in the state. Reminder to download the Civic Media app, and you can listen to all of the shows, all of the stations, all across the state, and you can call and text directly from there as well, or give us a call right now at 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We were talking about Congress in Washington passed a couple of more CRTs, so they're not going to shut the government down until next month.
Great.
I know. Look, they did something. And were there comments on the live stream?
There was, from Papa Rico. He says, and I quote, yeah, and what about the border? Yeah, and what about Benghazi? Yeah, and what about the laptop? And Israel and Gaza, and don't know what's, let's not, and don't know what's, let's not forget about Ukraine and the fact that we still have,
Have 91 indictments with the last guy.
Sorry, Papa Rico, I failed you so hard there. I was trying to do it in one fell swoop. But yeah,
it's not like there aren't things that need to be addressed or accomplished. Ron from Milwaukee is on the line. Good morning, Ron. Thank you so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning. What gets me about current Republican politics is that they've now driven down policy discussions to one-word descriptions like woke and CRT and, CPA or whatever they want to talk about. And then you're left to fill in the gaps, to imagine what it is they're actually trying to do, which they can't really explain because they're really bad at policy. The one thing, let's just leave it there.
Okay. Short and sweet, sir.
Thank you for not violating any FCC rules, Ron. I really appreciate that.
I mean, that's the thing is they're not good at doing things. They're not even good at explaining things.
But that's by design.
Yeah.
That's by design to sow confusion. And if you can appropriate those buzzwords, CRT, scary, bad, blue.
Yeah. Communism, bad, blue, socialism, blue.
That's all you need. That's all you need.
Yep.
For a certain segment of people.
Yeah.
To attach CRT to that, and therefore this thing is bad. Thank you so much for calling, Ron. Really appreciate it, as always. And thank you so very much for listening. 855-75-CIVIC. If you want to check in with us, we're going to move along to the top 10. Okay, well, top five.
Top five.
Top five, five things.
Yeah.
The Wisconsin legislature did not get done this year.
Do we have to do all five?
Well, let's start. We got a couple of minutes.
All right.
So there will be no expansion of Medicaid for postpartum women. We still lag most of the country in this coverage. And we've talked to Dr. Lyerly about this in the past.
Yep.
Coverage only lasts right now for about 2 months.
2 months.
This expansion would cover women for a full year. I'm sure this will be a big surprise to some, but when the baby comes out, you're not done.
No.
Your body doesn't just go zip back to normal.
I gotta go back to work right now.
Not how that works.
Nope. And
our maternal mortality rates in Wisconsin are shocking.
Shocking. And some of the highest in developed nations in this country.
It should be an embarrassment.
And just so people know, because, I mean, honestly, I do want to give some credit where credit's due. This is a bill that enjoyed overwhelming bipartisan support. And yes. I'm not even just talking about Robin Voss and Chris Larson. I'm talking about pro-life, pro-choice, priests and doctors. Everyone agreed that this is something we need to do.
And the explanation for not doing it?
I feel like, am I a shrug emoji right now? I have no idea. If you're on the live stream, shrug emoji.
We could, but let's not.
Let's just not. We're low on toner.
Also, among the top five things our legislature have not gotten done, because they're all on vacation now, right? For the next 10 months.
Yeah, if not, they're definitely coming to work in board shorts and divas.
A bipartisan proposal that would have given Wisconsin clerks extra time to process absentee ballots also is not going to pass. That's dead in the water.
Dead in the water. Passed the assembly once. Robin Voss argued on behalf of this. In lieu of all the stuff from the past few years, the Gableman disaster, being kind of wrangled into the Trump nightmare, he came out and said, look, the elections were fair. They were safe. They were good. They were run well. Let's make sure that bigger cities like Madison and Milwaukee have an extra day to start counting those ballots, because we always hear that same term, ballot dumps, which right. is so gross.
And that's ballot dumps. We're talking about large population centers.
Yep.
It takes longer to count the ballots.
Yep.
It does.
And the assembly passed this, and guess who won't take it to a vote?
Us, Senator Dan Knodel.
Yes. Along with, and behind him is Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu, who's saying, I can't take care of that. I can't bring that to a vote. Yes, you can. You know you can. You can do it, but you chose not to.
But again, unless they hear from their constituents saying, why didn't you do this? Why should their behavior change?
I bet you a lot of their constituents couldn't name them. That's the problem.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Absolutely.
If you don't know who represents you,
absolutely.
Go to myvote.wi.gov. That lists all of your elected officials for where you live, all of their phone numbers. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this many times. I highly encourage people to call their lawmakers and their representatives. Be respectful.
Yep.
Don't swear.
No.
You're talking to an
assistant.
You make yourself look like an idiot when you do that. But make your point. They are supposed to answer to us.
Yep.
And then finally, the push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Also, wah, wah, wah.
Yep. That was another one put forth by Robin Voss. Now, I will say that was a clunky bill.
And then was it Lemahieu who wanted the state-run dispensaries?
No, that was part of the original bill.
Which made no sense.
Yeah.
No sense.
You're the party of fiscal responsibility, and now you're going to build five centers in the state to dispense the drugs? No. You just call one of the 5,000 vape shops and say, hey, do you want to apply for this?
Oh, and I think a few would apply.
I think it would. And you know, looking at the bill after the fact, it kind of felt like Robin was like, yeah, I don't really care if it goes through, and it's not the best, so, yeah. And the Senate was like, yeah, we're not going to bother.
Yeah, we're not going to do it. Well, we were going to do five of the top things that our legislature did not get done, but kind of in keeping with the whole spirit of not getting things done, we're only going to do three.
That's perfect! Oh my gosh! Thank you, all of you representatives. You are inspirations.
Thank you for your non-accomplishments.
Yes.
Way to go. You guys are, wow, you're setting new records.
The kids' inspirations.
Stay close. News is next. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network.
No.
You're listening to the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. High-income earners who aren't up to date with their taxes can expect to be contacted by the Internal Revenue Service.
The IRS is sending out non-compliance letters to more than 125,000 people who make at least $400,000 a year and owe back taxes from 2017 to 2021. It follows last week's announcement that the tax man will audit business jets where executives are suspected of writing them off for personal use.
ABC's Daria Albinger. Police in El Cajon, California, reporting the capture of Muhammad Abdul Karim, suspected in Thursday's shooting inside a dental office that left one man dead and two other people wounded. Unclear what set off the deadly gunfire. Iran has begun voting in its first parliamentary election since 2022, which saw mass protests over its mandatory hijab laws following the death in custody of the morality police of Mahsa Amini. Questions looming over just how many will vote. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will visit Wisconsin next week. She'll highlight the Biden administration's efforts to promote union job growth and apprenticeship programs while in Madison. The White House is not offering more details. Harris was in Waukesha County in January, part of a string of visits from top White House officials ahead of the presidential campaign. It's been more than a week now since anyone's last seen 3-year-old Elijah Vu from Two Rivers. His grandmother made an emotional plea at a press conference this week.
I want my son to be home, raise my family. So I want everybody to continue. Don't stop.
His mother and her boyfriend are in jail on child neglect charges. There's a $15,000 reward for information. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear skies in the overnight with temperatures in the upper 20s by sunrise. South winds a bit breezy. For your Friday, plentiful sunshine. Upper 40s close to the 50-degree mark. And south winds up around 30 miles per hour. Mostly sunny, mid-50s Saturday. It's 33 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Alma Show.
Green Bay is a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin. Coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. Call or text. Join us on the show at 855-75-CIVIC or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter.
Ooh.
We're going to do a little update.
That face.
We're going to do a little update on Bobo's boy. We told you.
Bobo's boy. Part two.
We told you yesterday that Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert's 18-year-old son was arrested on a number of felony charges.
Nearly two dozen.
Yeah, two dozen. He was busy. At least he, you know, he had goals.
He's more busy than his mom.
Apparently so. So here are a couple more details that we're learning now about Representative Lauren Boebert's 18-year-old son, Tyler, who is charged in a series of car thefts in Rifle, Colorado. Now, that's where his mother and father owned that Shooter's Grill.
Yeah.
They owned a restaurant in Rifle, Colorado, Shooter's Grill.
We also just talked about the fact there's a place in Colorado called Rifle. Yeah.
Tyler is accused of running with a gang, some underage friends, robbing several people, including a woman with a brain tumor who told police she had just $75 left to her name. Investigators say Tyler Boebert and his pals caught on cameras using credit cards that they had stolen from parked cars at a whole bunch of locations on February 19th and 20th. They were used at a number of different places. At a Love's Travel Stop in Parachute, that's where Tyler and his cohorts were caught on video. This could be my favorite part so far. What was Tyler wearing, do you think, when he went on his little crime spree?
Well, I want to say nothing because that, but he's not from Florida, so.
True, that's true.
I'm going to go ahead and guess maybe a piece of merchandise.
He was wearing merchandise. Tyler Boebert, while on his crime spree, showed up on video surveillance wearing a gray hoodie with Shooter's Grill on the back of it.
Oh, my God.
The restaurant that his parents owned in the town where he's criming.
Crime me a river. Wow, that's some next level. I don't know if that makes him stupid or arrogant.
The other thing that jumped out at me when I saw this is that police recognized him because he's been arrested before.
Yep.
Oh, that's Tyler Boebert.
Yeah.
That's Bobo's kid.
It's your turn.
You get him. You pick him up this time. Also, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I mean, allegedly.
The lawyer said we needed to say that.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Among the little crime group that Tyler had was an underage girl.
Oh, God.
With whom he allegedly made a sex tape. Again, this has not been substantiated. He just got arrested yesterday. That could be problematic.
Doubt it. He's the son of a congressman.
Well, and he's gotten away with stuff before.
Yeah, I mean,
he was driving, I want to say last year, with a friend in the car, driving at a very high rate of speed.
Yeah.
Flipped the car, crashed the car. His friend's hand got mangled.
Yeah.
And he can no longer work as a welder. He was working as a welder. And I think Tyler got charged with some misdemeanor something. He completely walked away from it. And Lauren Boebert essentially said of his friend's injury that it was minor. It was treated at the scene. It was fine. That's not what this friend says.
Yeah. I mean, that's what leads me to think that nothing will happen to this young man. Now, if current Congresswoman Boebert becomes former current Congresswoman Boebert, things might change.
Things might change.
Yeah.
And I don't know how good her chances are looking in this new district that she moved to, because she doesn't want to take on a Democratic challenger in her old district.
Yeah.
I don't know that she's going to find it smooth sailing over there. So she very well could be out of a job.
No, she's, I mean, from what I've read now, and I mentioned this yesterday, she actually told that district people about it, that she is not all drama.
Oh.
And also, let's not forget, at the end of the she is a carpetbagger. She's moving districts just so she can run, because she doesn't feel confident enough that she can run
that she can win in her old district.
In her old district.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just feel like whomever's advising her, she needs to fire and maybe talk to a better lawyer.
Lawyer would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You may want to get a couple lawyers. 855-75-CIVIC. You can call and or text. Stephen from Green Bay is on the line. Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for joining us. What's up?
Hey, guys. So I'm reading an article, you know, things that people that, you know, really want to know the truth do. And I came across, there's this journalist that wrote about a young conservative party that happened in New York City, of all places. And it's interesting because some of the things he describes is meals that are $699 a plate, bathroom sinks full of wine vomit, and a bunch of kids waiting for Donald Trump to take the podium with much applause and excitement. If that doesn't tell you the state of mind of these people, I don't know what does. It's like a big teenage prom party in the middle of New York where they're charging high prices for those food. I don't know any 20 or even 30-year-old that can afford $700 for a steak dinner, but I'm not a Republican either, so.
I don't know. Some might say, Stephen, that it sounds like a grift.
Yeah.
Some might say. Thank you for calling, and always thank you for listening. Stephen, Tom from L.A. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. It's not the corporations. It's we the people, and we need to get money out of politics. Second, just take the same exact situation with Bobo and her son, and make that person a person of color and make that person a Democrat. What would be happening right now in the media?
And take that a step further, Tom. Imagine it was a Democrat who had previously been arrested, because Lauren Boebert has been arrested. Her husband has been arrested. He was arrested for indecent exposure, from exposing himself to a bunch of teenagers at a bowling alley.
Yeah.
And now their son has been arrested. Can you imagine the shrieking if this were a Democrat and her husband or ex-husband and their child?
Oh, and the fact that she's divorced.
Oh, yeah, that too. Right, Tom?
If the Republicans are spewing it, yes, absolutely. I mean, we must always remember, if the Republicans are spewing it, you can bet they're doing it. Because whenever they say anything, a month later, whether it's about war, whether it's about whatever it is about, all of a sudden it happens. So they have really, really creative minds over there of the different things that they can do to cause chaos. And honestly, I don't think we on the Democratic side have as much of a, I guess, devious mind in terms of knowing the different things that people can get into. I really, truly believe that they're the pornographers. I really believe that they're the pedophiles. I really believe that all these things that they say about Dems, it's like they're the ones that you find out that are doing it. So,
thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate it.
I mean, I think that I definitely say there's more open hypocrisy coming out of GOP lawmakers.
And Democrats aren't perfect.
They're not perfect. Absolutely not.
Bob Menendez comes to mind.
Yeah, but his, I mean,
Gold Bar Bob, we'll call him.
Yeah. To me, the hypocrisy is there. I'm not going to go and say that there are more of this kind, more of that kind, that whatever. Like, that's a lot of accusation, so I'm going to stay away from it. But the open hypocrisy is there when people are, you know, when we see legislators trying to, you know, lord over your body, Jane, or other women's bodies, and then you find out, oh, they actually paid for someone to have the same service.
Sure.
Or, you know, anytime we see a lawmaker or some sort of spiritual leader in hot water with kids, it's open hypocrisy over and over again. And once again, that is not to say that Democrats do not have their problems. And there are probably Democrats out there right now living their quote unquote best life that we don't know about.
Sure.
But It's when you rail against all these things and yet you still suffer from the affliction or the addiction to them, there's where you're going to step into it every single time.
Well, when you are putting yourself up as a model of morality.
Yeah.
And then it turns out that you're not.
No.
Yeah. Well, the one takeaway I'm going to take away from this, just a thought. It could be a new tradition for the Boebert family. Instead of a high school graduation picture in the hallways all the kids graduating,
yeah,
you can have everybody's mugshots.
I love it.
We got dad's mugshot, mom's mugshot. Now we have 18-year-old Tyler's mugshot. She's got three sons to go.
I was going to say dad's mugshots.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah.
Just a thought. Lauren, you could send them out as Christmas cards.
I think
you could make a compilation of all your mugshots and put that on your Christmas card.
Make sure that you put, like, you superimpose little guns all over the place, too. We know how much you love guns.
Absolutely. And moving on quickly, because this kind of broke right as the show was ending yesterday. Mitch McConnell is stepping down from his leadership role. He's not going away.
No, he's, yeah. No,
he's going to be there. He's going to serve the rest of his term until 2027. But he is stepping down from his leadership role. And I thought we should look at, people can share their favorite things that Mitch has done.
Because
he's done a lot in all the time he's been in Congress.
I should have wore a tuxedo to this. I feel like it's like an awards ceremony.
What stands out the most among Mitch McConnell's many, many accomplishments? Which one stands out the most to you? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-75-CIVIC, or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon has ruined. My personal favorite is after Barack Obama was elected and McConnell said, my goal is to ensure what are you going to work on now for the next Congress?
Yeah.
And Mitch said, I am going to work to make sure that he is a one-term president. And you know what, Mitch? You failed. You failed.
Not healthcare.
No, not healthcare.
Not reform of any sort on any topic.
Not gun safety.
Nope.
Nothing. Not even border.
I mean, yeah, you barely got a chance to pass, like, you know, billionaire tax cuts there, too. Your whole thing was...
Thank goodness they managed to squeak that through.
But you were all about making the president a one-term president, and, oh, boy. And you'd think, after a fail that big, the Senate would have been, like, bye, Mitch. You only had one thing on your to-do list. And you
blew it.
And you blew it.
I think he was really good at raising money. And that's one of the concerns they have now is that without Mitch, they're going to have a tougher time bringing in cash. John Conron from Texas has already put his hat in the ring to take over in the leadership role. We'll see whether or not that happens. But just quickly, while we're talking about Mitch McConnell, who has been representing Kentucky since 1985. I checked this yesterday. Kentucky is eighth in the highest poverty rates.
Okay.
Kentucky is sixth highest for maternal mortality rates. And Kentucky ninth worst for quality of life. So look at all you did, Mitch. It's something.
You did it, baby.
You did stuff.
You can't spell leader without, well, I can't say that word.
No, don't, the FCC rules.
Yeah, When we saw it come across, not the wires, but someone had said Mitch McConnell was stepping down.
It was Dave who let us know.
Oh, I was like, wait, what? And then when they said he's stepping down as majority leader, I was like,
not quite enough.
He'll still lead from the shadows.
Stay with us. It's Leap Day.
Ooh, that's right.
If you're a Leapling.
Yes.
We want to talk to you.
If you're a Leapling.
And find out how you celebrate, because you only get your birthday once every 4 years. 855-75-CIVIC. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. Biomarker testing was a turning point for me. By working with my oncologist, we were able to determine the most appropriate treatment plan. My fear was I wasn't going to be here to see my children grow up. That gave me hope, knowing that I had that chance, and I did. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. So happy to have you along with us. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Calvin on the board. You can always join us at 844-855-8255. Whoops. 855-75-CIVIC.
There's no, by the way, I looked. There's no messing with those five
you
numbers.
Can't, there's
no.
Nothing, you can't change it to anything else.
No, I think the closest you got was like hug.
Not going to work.
No, not good enough. Not good enough for this show.
That's for sure. 855-75-CIVIC. You can call and or text or download the app, and you can always call or text directly from that as well.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about Mitch McConnell announcing yesterday he is stepping down from leadership. He is going to remain in the Senate until his term ends in 2027. But just asking about your memories of some of the things that Mitch has done.
Like the corners of your mind.
Yeah, and all of the many, 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 many years he has been in office. L.A. Tom texting in, and you're so right about this, not allowing President Obama to appoint his Supreme Court pick. I remember that like it was yesterday. And again, the embrace of the hypocrisy was amazing. And just, that doesn't faze them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when Scalia died, it was 9 months before the election. That's too soon.
Right.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was barely buried in the ground.
6 weeks.
And they were already...
They shoved Amy Coney Barrett through.
Yep. Who said, by the way, if you're watching on the live stream, she said abortion was already settled law.
And so did Gorsuch and so did Kavanaugh.
Absolutely.
So all three of them lied.
Lied like rugs.
Blatantly lied about that.
Yeah.
But yes, the no, we can't. It's too close to the election. It's 9 months away. We can't appoint Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. But RBG dies. We're 2 months away from an election. Oh, this is a perfect time to appoint someone. It's fine.
I mean, with this Congress, it really 9 months is a long time. It's a lot of that's like what, like 10, 12, 15 continuing resolutions.
It's exhausting.
Woo.
Texter from the 608 listening here in on WAUK 540 AM. Mitch single-handedly delegitimized the Supreme Court. We're going to be living with that horror long after he's gone. Yes, tragically.
Yeah.
Scott from St. Louis. I'm wary of pointing fingers because that gives the right the valid argument of you're just using a whataboutism, the same thing they were accused of 8 years ago.
I don't disagree with that. It's the same idea saying that Dems are without any sort of problems. And it's, I don't disagree with Scott, but since we are talking about the person, Mitch McConnell, we're talking about all the things he has done poorly. I don't see these as whataboutisms. To me, a whataboutism is if, you know, you're talking about Mitch McConnell and his failings, you go, well, what about Bill Clinton and playing the saxophone on Arsenio? That has nothing to do with the conversation.
Right.
And we're going to move on from there. So, point taken, Scott.
And Scott also says, I'd rather focus on the good of Democrats rather than the bad of Republicans. Take the high road, not sink to their level. Well, unfortunately, when they go low, we go high. We tried that.
Yep. They went lower somehow.
Yep. And are still going. There still is no bottom. Yeah. There is no floor. And I don't disagree with you, Scott. I like to focus on positive things, but I also think it's important for us to be reminded of what has been done.
Yeah.
And not being done.
Yeah.
And for the people that are pulling in a pretty nice salary, although there's at least one, he's a House member, who thinks they need a raise. They haven't had a raise since 2009.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, baby.
I know. It's only $174,000 a year. Tell me you can budget that.
Yeah.
Mike from Kenosha checking in. Court capture rises above all Mitch's other actions.
Yeah. There's a couple of there's one other thing too, but I want to see you had the list, if I'm mistaken, or did you already go through the list?
I went through the list.
That was the list. Oh, I thought that was I apologize. I read it incorrectly. I think for me, one of the big things is always going to be the fact that when Donald Trump was brought up on his first impeachment for Ukraine, but when they were in the Senate, they basically wiped it away by saying, we're not going to take any evidence. We're not going to do any interviews. We don't need any of that stuff. It's fine. Gavel, lunch.
Well, and the other thing he did in the second impeachment, after the attack on the Capitol on January 6th,
yeah.
McConnell said, well, this isn't the right place to adjudicate this. This needs to be done in a court of law.
A court of law that the former president now thinks he should be immune from.
Which is a whole nother discussion. Yeah, so. And we had a texter. We have Angie from Monroe asked about this. Hi, guys. I wonder if Joe Biden should make an advertisement. It should say, so the Supreme Court, if Trump gets absolute immunity, that means I get absolute immunity too, right? See how the right likes that.
And just see them fall.
There would be heads. There would be splody heads, as Sarah Palin would say. There would be splody heads.
And you know where he sent that message from? Hunter's laptop.
All right, we're running out of time to acknowledge our leap year.
What'd you
babies.
Call them?
Leaplings.
Leaplings.
Leaplings. Only comes once every 4 years. If you are a leapling baby, I hope you have a wonderful birthday. We have a little clip, Calvin, from the Milwaukee Public Museum's planetarium. Bob Bonadura was here a couple of weeks ago explaining why we have an extra day.
I think of Julius Caesar back 2,000 years ago was the first calendar to have a leap day because our orbit is actually a little less than 365.25. It's 365.2422. The calendar got out of whack by 11 days, 1582. So imagine 1582, October 4th. The next day was October 15th.
That's pretty wild.
That's amazing.
And considering how long ago that was addressed, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, I mean, Jane... Space.
Oh, space is your birds.
Space is my birds.
Space is your birds. All right. We have news on the way when we return. It's Thursday, so Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here for our public cervix announcement. We are going to talk about the decision in Alabama about IVF and then the Senate doing Zippo yesterday on IVF. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the
east? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys? Have you had enough of
your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
On Friday, you cannot miss my interview with Chef Leon of Milwaukee's Amelinda Restaurant.
Weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
the Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers.
That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.